John, can you tell everybody how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 20.
You're 20. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thanks.
You're an inspiration to everybody. Okay, now, since you're talking on the phone every single day, you're reading prospecting scripts, you're closing people, what I want you to do is just be, you know, a typical prospect that you run into on a daily basis. Do you drive people to your website, and that's how they take a look at the opportunity, or are you bringing people to conference calls?
I drive them to my website, and I only have had one objection the whole time. Only one, and you can guess by which one it is.
I don't know.
It's, I don't have any money. That is my number, because that's how I started.
Right.
I mean, I've got a major poverty mindset a lot of times, so that's the only objection I've ever gotten.
Okay, so that is so funny. So you never hear, I have to talk to my spouse?
Oh, yeah, that happens, but then when they get back, they're like, we just can't do it with the money.
Right. Okay, so why don't we just go ahead and work on that one, and we'll just do it that way. What happened is that basically I did the first prospecting call with you, and
right.
then I sent you to my website,
mm-hmm.
right? I drove you to my website, and now I'm going to call you back.
Right.
So go ahead and answer the phone.
Hello?
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hi, how's it going?
It's good.
Good. This is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, I appreciate you being here for the appointed time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was work today?
It was like usual.
How are you getting along with your superiors?
Well, I just don't like superiors in general. So I get along with them as I have to.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because it just basically pays the bills?
Yeah, that's it. That's what you got to do.
That's wild. That's really wild. Now, did you get a chance to review that information on the website yet?
Yeah, I did. I looked through the info, and I also heard some of the calls.
Okay, awesome. Tell me, John, what did you like about what you saw and heard?
Well, I liked the kind of money I can make. I mean, it's just absurd what you can do, you know, with your own business, you know, doing this kind of work. And that's something that I really like to do. I want to make a change in my financial life.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, I don't make very much money now, and I have an obscene amount of debt for my age, and I want to get that, you know, I want to be debt-free, you know. I want to be able to travel and do the things that I want to do and work in the way, you know, that I feel called to work, and rather than, you know, having the constant worry about debts and bills to pay on. That's like junk. You know, that's the minor stuff in life. I don't want to worry about that.
Mm. Okay. So, John, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
Well, I want to make an obscene amount.
What for?
So I can travel the world and do the things like a lot of people want to do, the finer life, but it's also such a powerful way for touching so many people's lives. And when you're free, you know, when you're free from worrying about money, then I think you get the best out of yourself. You just get to do what you feel called to do and find your passion, and that's, you know, that's where great things happen.
Awesome. So, John, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to earn an obscene amount of money, be able to travel in full freedom, not constantly worrying about those minor things, which is ridiculous debt and bills and all that kind of stuff? How long is it going to take you, if you keep doing what you're doing right now, to be completely free financially and free to travel and do what you feel like you're called to do?
You know, it's going to take me like 25 years of promotions to get there, and I'm not willing to wait.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? You see yourself starting off with our little basic test the water package, or do you see yourself just stepping right in, being able to earn an obscene amount of money so that you can get out of that obscene debt so you can be free to travel and do the things that you say that you're called to do?
No, man, I want to go for it.
Awesome. Welcome aboard. Let me go ahead and just get your contact information.
Okay.
And we'll get you on your way to getting trained.
I guess the problem I run into is I just don't have the money to do that with the money I make and the debt that I've got and, like, the bill payments. I just don't have that kind of money laying around.
Okay.
It's kind of sizable what, you know, we're talking about here, and I just don't have it.
John, I totally understand. I completely. Let me just ask you something real quick. Is it that you really are serious about starting in your business so you can have the freedom to totally get out of debt and earn an obscene amount of money? Or are you just telling me you don't have the money because you really don't want to do this and you're not serious about this thing, you just don't know how to tell me?
You know, it's really that I just don't physically have the money. Do we have options?
there's always options there, buddy. That's for sure. Okay, so, John,
yeah.
let me help you. You remind me, actually, of the young lady that I had heard about, totally homeless, broke cocktail waitress with a $35,000 debt, who, like you, had a very strong desire to get out of that debt. She was only 21 years old when she got started. You know that she just found a way. She found an absolute way. She had such a strong desire, as I hear coming out of you, to step up and find a way. And it actually was over double the amount for her to get started than it is for you to get started. But she had that desire, stepped up, and do you know that her first 10 hours made $2,000 and went on to make $250,000 her very first year?
Wow.
So all I know is if you're willing to find a way and you're willing to step up, you're willing to learn, you're willing to work, you're willing to give it a try, you may wind up just like her.
Well, I know people. I'll find it. We recorded this, right?
Yes, this is being recorded. Why do you ask?
Well, because I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Tell me what is different between what you do and I do.
Well, you know what? I read the closing script straight through. But when they get to the place, usually I think I tend to, you know, take it away too quickly. And you know, not persist really with it. I'll say, you know, they'll say they just don't have the money, but I've never told a story like that.
Yes.
And I've never kind of persisted and kind of brought that passion back, you know, to their goals, to the reasons why.
Exactly.
I've kind of just said, okay, they're not serious, they're not qualified, next call, you know. And
right.
With what I'm doing, I mean, that blows out a huge potential.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'd sure like to have it.
This is John, and everybody that's listening right now, I know we've got well over 1,000 people listening right now. Let me just tell you something very simple, very quick, very effective. Testimonials bring people to that psychological process faster than anything else you can do or say. There's nothing else more powerful than a testimonial. And see, initially when I was homeless, I thought, okay, first thing I wanted to do was to collect 40 weight loss stories because I was in the weight loss business. And I didn't know anything about the product. I didn't know anything about the development of it, the formulation of it. I didn't know where it was made, none of that kind of stuff. And yet those are questions that come up. But I knew that if I had 40 testimonials of people who had lost weight, there was nothing that prospect could dispute. Testimonials are very powerful. And so, John, this is what I want you to do. Every time you're on this call, I know that you're faithful on my Monday night call all the time. Every time you're at a training seminar with me, every time you are at a company convention, like with your company, every opportunity you can get, you be finding out how people got started. I can guarantee you that if you were to have in your back pocket 5 testimonials of people that could not afford it.
Yeah, you reminded me because I had kind of forgotten, I guess, but when I got started, I was absolutely broke.
Yep.
And I, you know, had to find the way past that. I don't even think about that.
Yes. Testimonials are so powerful, and they bring people through that cycle. Not only that, they're inspirational. Here's my advice to everybody else that's listening to us. If you hear comment, you know, oh, I'm too busy. I'm not a salesperson. I need to think about it. I need to talk to my spouse. I can guarantee you that if you perk your ears, and I pray that God pierces your ears to listen to the testimonials that you guys hear every single night on your conference calls, the testimonials that you read, and say, so are you at least willing to learn? Are you at least willing to try? What are they going to say? Are you at least willing to give it your best shot? Yes. Are you at least willing to work? Yes. Great. Welcome aboard. Awesome. Here's your application. If you're live, you hand them their application. If not, you say, man, welcome aboard. Let me go ahead and 3-way you with the company. We'll get you started. We'll get your training underway right away so that you can be profitable your first week.